And this morning, I want to look at a story in the book of Mark. So you're welcome to turn there. The book of Mark, chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, where Jesus asks someone, "What do you want me to do for you? What can I do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" Mark chapter 10. Because I believe this morning that Jesus would ask that same question of us. What do you want me to do for you? Let's read verse 46 through 52 of Mark chapter 10. Verse 46 through 52. It says, "Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, 'Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me.' And many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stopped and said, 'Call him.' So they called to the blind man, 'Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you.' Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. 'What do you want me to do for you?' Jesus asked. The blind man said, 'Rabbi, I want to see.' 'Go,' said Jesus, 'your faith has healed you.' Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road." Does anybody else love the word? Amen. That's just such a good passage. But there's a question in there that I want us to key in on, where Jesus asks Bartimaeus, "What do you want me to do for you?" And as we look at this question, I want to point out three things inside of it. And it's also the title of today's message: the test, the truth, and the timing. The test, the truth, and the timing. And I know this must be from the Lord, because the word given through Sister Mary this morning was right on with what we are looking at. And so if I falter, you've already heard it. But let's look at the test this morning. When being asked this question, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus did not know that his heart was being tested. And I want to show you why. This is not the first time that Jesus has asked this exact question. We see it in the previous story, just a few verses before this, where in verse 36, Jesus asks James and John, "What do you want me to do for you?" And they reply by asking to sit on his right and left hand in heaven. A pretty bold question, a bold ask. But watch this, Jesus doesn't get on to them for their boldness. In fact, both of these stories show boldness in coming to Jesus. Church, Jesus likes boldness. He likes boldness. Let's be bold when we come to God. But Jesus replies here with, "You don't know what you are asking." And in verse 40, "It is not for me to grant." You see, they didn't know Jesus well enough to understand what he was doing and what he does. And you might say at this point, well, how did Bartimaeus know if the disciples didn't? And the answer is simple. He didn't. He didn't. But watch this. When we come to Jesus, it doesn't matter if we've walked with him for years or if we're coming for the first time. Jesus is looking at the motive of our hearts. And in 1 Samuel, it says at 16:7, it says, "Man looks at the outward appearance, God looks at the heart." James and John were looking to elevate themselves. That's why everybody got mad at them. They're looking to elevate their position. They're looking for honor or a title. And Bartimaeus was looking for freedom. He was looking for what Jesus came to do. Because Jesus came to seek and save the lost, to set the prisoners free, to bind up the brokenhearted, to heal the broken. You see, when our motives, our prayers, our desires line up with what Jesus is doing, our prayers will be answered. Church, we often don't know what we are asking. I'm going to say that again. We often don't know what we are asking. In 1 John 5, 14 and 15, it says, ask anything according to his will, and he hears us. When we line up with what Jesus is doing, that is lining up with the will of God. We have to know what we are asking. So when you pray, ask yourself, what am I asking of Jesus? What am I asking? What do I really want Jesus to do for me? And when you discover that, boldly ask. Jesus gets to the foundation and heart of everything, because that's what he wants to deal with. James and John needed a lesson in humility. Can you say amen to that? So he answers their questions with, become a servant. And he does answer their question, but not in the way they were expecting. How often does that happen? Am I the only one? Does God answer anyone else's questions with the way that you did not expect? It's probably the way you didn't want. Have you ever prayed for patience? But we come to him asking for what we want, but he sees our hearts and gives us what we need. And church, that is actually provision. That's provision. Him giving us what we need. And at the same time, Jesus answered James and John's original question. It says, how do I become greatly used in the kingdom of God? That's basically asking that. The answer is by becoming a servant of all, because you gain honor by humility and serving. But he answers Bartimaeus with the word go. Why? Why does he do this? Because he saw Bartimaeus had already dealt with the heart issue. He already had dealt with a heart issue. Let's dive into that a little bit more. Bartimaeus came from a place of humility. He came from a place of humility. He knew he was broken. And his request lined up directly with what Jesus wanted to do, heal the broken. So many times we're focused more on what we want Jesus to do for us than in us. It's not even a question of faith. Watch this. James and John had faith that Jesus could answer them in the way they wanted. That he could answer them in what he could do for them. Bartimaeus had faith that Jesus would answer what he wanted to do in him. Where is our prayers and asking at? Where do they line up with? Are they what we want Jesus to do for us? And there's nothing wrong with God, like, I need more finances. God, I need healing, whatever it is. But God is also and more so concerned with what he's doing in you. Do you see the difference? James and John simply requested of Jesus. Bartimaeus left everything where he had no option but Jesus. No option but Jesus. Let's look at that a little bit more. That was the test. His heart was being tested. And so now he comes to the truth. The truth of the question. The motive behind what we're asking. As we mentioned before, Bartimaeus was humble. He was humble, and he was literally a beggar. Okay? It's hard to be more humble than that. He depended on others for everything. But when he calls on Jesus, he throws aside everything else that he depended on. It wasn't just a cloak. It was everything that he depended on. In verse 50, it says he throws aside his cloak. And for a blind man, that was everything. Because watch this. If I throw something at a blind man, it's going to hit him. He can't see where money is being thrown, where food is being thrown. But what he can do is lay out his cloak in front of him. And when something lands in front of him, he can take up the cloak and it will settle down into the middle. His cloak was everything. A blind man, if no one came to lead him back to where he was supposed to go, he could get lost out in the wilderness. All he'd have was his cloak. It was his safety. It was his comfort. And he throws it aside. He throws it aside. Because in a real sense, watch this. It was Jesus or death. Some of us are not desperate enough to see the miracle that we're asking for take place. Some of us maybe aren't desperate enough to see a move of God that we've been praying for, because it's not Jesus or nothing, Jesus or death. We're still depending on what we can make happen on our own. And some of you guys are very incredibly talented. You have gifts all over the place, and you can do so much. But are you willing to set aside what you depend on to make the only thing you depend on be Jesus? Some of us are content with how things are, even. But church, if you're tired of your situation, let me tell you right now, you don't have to be a blind beggar anymore. You don't have to stay where you are anymore. But you have to give up the things that are holding you back. Give up the things that are holding you back. And watch this. The crowds did not like it. They didn't like the yelling and the petitioning for Jesus. And I've got news for you. People aren't going to like it when you get desperate. They aren't going to like it when you get desperate. But Jesus was not offended by his yelling and calling out. Jesus heard it. Jesus is not offended by those prayers that are in desperation. Jesus hears them. He hears them. The people around Bartimaeus were offended. Maybe because they too wanted to see Jesus. But they weren't desperate enough to see it. The people were on their way to a feast at this time. That's the background of what is happening. And maybe this commotion had been costing them time or what they wanted to do. Church, don't let people around you, even in the church, stop you from going after Jesus. Just because they want to get to a feast. That's what the Bible says. Don't be offended by me. You see, Jesus will answer the desperate. And unlike the crowd around him, Jesus did not try to silence Bartimaeus. Don't be silenced. Bartimaeus calls out, "Son of David." And I want you to think about this. He's blind. He is uneducated. But he calls out, "Son of David," and that is a title that refers to Jesus as the Christ. Church, you may not know anything about Jesus this morning, or you may eat, sleep, and breathe your Bible. But the beautiful thing is, Jesus just looks at everyone's heart. How desperate are you for your miracle, for a move of God, for anything? Are you crying out? Do you want to know Jesus more? He says, "Come." Church, that is the most encouraging thing I could tell you this morning. Jesus says, "Come." The truth in our heart catches the attention of Jesus. That's the test. Desperation catches his attention and says, "It's time." So you've got the test. You've got what truth is actually in your heart. And then Jesus saying, "It's time. It's time." The test, the truth, the time. A blind man on the side of the road was a pretty common feature in these days. I kid with my wife and tell her sometimes that, you know, if I had married you a couple hundred years ago, I would have married a poor, blind dirt farmer. But you know what? Man, she's a catch. I would have done it anyways. And blind or not, she is a catch. But just because your problem may seem common doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't care. Just because you've struggled with it for years doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't heal or restore. Just because you're used to it doesn't mean that Jesus doesn't make new. Watch this. This miracle was the last of the healing miracles recorded in the gospel. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it can't or won't. Bartimaeus heard the things that had happened. He heard of Jesus. For years, he had heard of Jesus. But at this moment, he was desperate enough to call out to Jesus and leave everything behind. He was desperate enough. Jesus is walking by, and he's waiting for us to call out. I firmly believe that. Because Jesus answers those who are desperate. Every story in the Bible shows that. It's amazing that when Bartimaeus gets the attention of Jesus, watch this, the crowds around him have an attitude change. They have an attitude change. It may be hard at first, church, but when people around you see that you've gotten Jesus' attention, they're going to get excited too. In fact, you getting desperate will cause other people to get desperate too. Your coming to Jesus can cause someone else to receive a miracle. That's why it matters who you're surrounding yourself with, what your friend's faith looks like. I want to surround myself with people that are going to join in and say, let's get Jesus. Now, this is also a message to the church. Watch this. Don't wait to get behind someone who is zealous or passionate. Either start it yourself or join in from the beginning. Watch this. This is so good. By following them, you get closer to Jesus. And get this. It's the desperate ones that receive an audience with the King. It's the desperate ones that get the attention of Jesus. There was a crowd around them, and Jesus heard the man who was desperate. Church, are you desperate this morning? For whatever you need, are you desperate? For whatever you want, do you just want more of the Lord? Do you want revival to happen in our valley? Do you want people to get saved? Are you desperate enough to see it? Watch this. The crowd tells Bartimaeus, cheer up, because they just had an attitude change. It said, cheer up. And that means be comforted. Have courage. Be confident. Church, Jesus is calling you to go after it. And he's telling some of us, you might need to hear that. Have courage this morning. Be confident that Jesus is calling you. And then the crowd says, on your feet, which literally means get up from lying down. Wake up. It's the same word for rise when using the phrase rise from the dead. Church, it's time to rise up. We don't live in defeat. We don't lie down in defeat. We rise up in victory. Now watch this. The name of Bartimaeus, some scholars believe, means unclean or defiled. And that would lead us to believe he had probably had this from birth. Church, labels don't mean anything to God except for what he's going to do or has done in you. So if you've got a label on you this morning that is not from God, then he wants to change that. Bartimaeus was a blind man. After he received his sight, he was not labeled a blind man. He was labeled a person who got to be with Jesus. from defiled to made whole, from unclean and unworthy to a child of God, from death to life, from blind to seeing. That's what he wants for you and I this morning if we're desperate enough to say, enough is enough, I'm calling out to Jesus, I don't care who sees me, I don't care what it costs me, I want Jesus. And Bartimaeus couldn't hear Jesus calling over the cries of his own desperation, the cries of the noise of the crowd around him. He depended on those that could hear to let him know that Jesus was calling. Church, it's important to let those around you know Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling. Sometimes people are in their hurt so bad, or they're so desperate, they're in their cries, that they can't hear that Jesus is calling them. And that's when Jesus is calling you and I to walk up and say, Jesus is calling, let's go. Rise up, be confident. Get up from lying down. It's time. It's time. Let the people around you speak truth. Let them speak truth. Church, some people are so hurt. And we have to be close enough to Jesus to know what his heart is. And that might be you this morning. You've been crying out to Jesus and you just feel like you cannot hear him. Most of us have been there at some point. I'm here to tell you, Jesus is calling. He's calling to you and I and saying, come. We're going to go through a few more things, but at this time, I'm going to ask the worship team and the prayer team to come forward because I believe God wants to do something in our hearts this morning. I'm going to ask you a question. What is your faith telling you this morning? Bartimaeus' faith tells him, I know you're the healer, and I want to see. That's the simplicity of the gospel. I know who you are, and that's all I want. Bartimaeus' faith is saying, I know I'll risk everything, but I become dependent solely upon you. It's Jesus or death. And I know what they're saying, the crowds. They're saying, hush, be quiet. But I know what Jesus is saying, and he's saying, rise up and come. Church, if your faith is telling you that there's more to this life than just getting by, there's more to this life than the common problems that you walk through, there's more to this life than what you've been labeled, and there's simply more of the presence of Jesus, then I'm asking you to come and meet with Jesus. Because it's time to get up from where you've been and let Jesus change your life, change our church, change our valley. Like Bartimaeus, if you've heard what Jesus can do, he's calling out. If you need a miracle, I've read enough to know that Jesus does miracles. If you want to meet this Jesus for the first time, he's calling out and saying, come, I want to meet with you. And if you want to know Jesus more, because that desperation is growing inside of your heart and your mind, and you know it's what is needed, then come for an audience with the King. Jesus responds to desperation, so let's get desperate. Right now, test what's in your heart. Find what that truth is. And realize that it's time to come. Jesus is calling. And I'll say one more thing before I just ask people to come. Bartimaeus was immediately healed, and we believe that that can happen today. But it's not where it stops. Bartimaeus was immediately healed, and then he immediately followed Jesus. Desperation is not a moment for a miracle. It's a lifetime call. Jesus is calling, and the answer to that is to follow him for the rest of your life. See, that's what Jesus did. And I'll tell you this. If you go from blind to seeing, how could you not follow him? This might just be the Holy Spirit, but some of us that have gone from blind to seeing, maybe it's been a while and you have forgotten that miracle of salvation. And you aren't desperate anymore. Church, the simple message of this entire thing is just come. That Jesus is calling and he will answer. He will answer you. It might not always be how you want, but he will answer. So I'm just going to open up the altars, and if you need to respond, if you need to get a label off of you, if you need a miracle, we got a prayer team that believes in miracles. If you want more of Jesus, come and get more of Jesus. If you want to meet Jesus for the first time, which is the best decision you could ever make, then come and meet Jesus. Our prayer team will pray with you and introduce you to him. But church, it's time. Jesus is calling. And if you need an answer this morning, he will answer you. We're going to go back into just a little bit of worship. And as we do that, you're welcome to just come. You can spend time at the feet of Jesus. Whatever it is, we have plenty of time left to say amen. But I'm going to ask you just, if you can all over this place, just stand up if you're able to. And let's press into God. Feel free to come and pray and remember that Jesus is calling you.
Thank you for joining us today. We look forward to connecting with you next time. And don't forget, you can support us by giving through the Church Center app or by going online at summitwc.com/give.